Thank you for calling the Alabama Unemployment Claims Line. My name is Calvin. I need to advise this call is recorded for quality assurance purposes. How may I assist you today?
Yes, sir. I have greatly got unemployed and I went by the give me this number to call to set up my unemployment.
Okay, so you're calling to open a claim?
Yes, yes, sir. I'm sorry.
Okay, no problem at all. One moment. Okay, and can you provide me with your social security number?
Yes, 416-62-1985.
Okay, one moment. Okay, and can you verify that first and last name for me?
Michael Berry.
Okay. And what is your date of birth?
11/27/57.
Okay. And your driver license number?
33/99/428.
Okay. And your mother's maiden name?
It'd be Alma E. Huey.
Okay. Thank you very much. One moment.
I think around third week that I'll be unemployed. There wasn't no problem with working, and then the guy decided that he didn't want it out of it, so he sold both the dump trucks out from under me, never even told me he was going to sell them.
Okay.
I didn't even know until they told me to bring it back in that he was getting rid of them. And somebody else had to tell me that then. He didn't even tell me.
Okay, I totally understand. Okay, now what is your preferred language, Mr. Berry?
Preferred what?
Preferred language.
English.
Okay, and do you have difficulty speaking, reading, writing, or understanding English?
Yeah, I understand English well.
Okay.
I'm a U.S. citizen, born in America.
Okay. Okay, and you do understand that knowingly making a false statement and or falsifying income documentation in connection with this claim is considered fraud?
Yes.
And you do understand that fraud is a federal offense, which is punishable by a fine and or imprisonment up to 5 years and could affect your ability to receive future benefits?
Yes.
Okay. Okay, and did you file for or receive unemployment benefits in another state within the last 12 months?
No, sir.
Have you worked for the federal government in the last 18 months?
No, sir.
Did you serve on active duty in the military in the last 18 months?
No, sir.
Okay. Have you already filed for regular unemployment compensation and need only to file for trade adjustment assistance benefits?
No, sir.
Did you receive notification that you have trade readjustment allowance certification?
No, sir.
Okay, thank you. Okay, one moment. Okay. Have you changed your name since you last filed?
Have a what, sir?
Have you changed your name since you last filed?
Oh, no, sir.
Have you worked under a different name in the past 2 years?
No, sir.
Have you worked under a different Social Security number in the past 2 years?
No, sir.
Okay. And I have your phone number as 256-615-5599.
Yes, sir.
Okay. Okay. And I have that date of birth as 11/27/1957.
Yes, sir.
Okay. And that is an Alabama license, correct?
Yes. 33-99-428. I've had them since 15 years or 14 years old when he's in motorcycles.
Okay. And what is your race, Mr. Barry?
What is my what, sir?
What is your race?
White.
Okay. And are you Hispanic or non-Hispanic?
None.
Okay. And what is the highest grade you completed in school?
12 high school, one quarter of I can't think what name of it is. It ain't regular college. It's I guess vocational college.
Trade school.
Yeah. Trade school.
Okay. Did you serve on active duty in the United States Armed Forces for more than 180 days?
Yeah, what? You bled out, sir.
Okay. Did you serve on active duty in the United States Armed Forces for more than 180 days?
No, sir.
Do you consider yourself disabled?
No. Now what? I'm having a hard time. I don't know why it lets you go in and out, sitting in one place.
Okay. Can you hear me better now?
Yeah.
Okay. Do you consider yourself disabled?
No, I'm not disabled.
Okay. Okay. And I have that address as 210 Willingham Drive, Coleman, Alabama, zip code 35055.
Yes, sir.
Okay. And is your mailing address the same as your residential address?
Mailing address is P.O. Box 1594, Coleman, Alabama, 35056.
Okay. Can you give me that P.O. Box number again?
1594.
Okay.
Coleman, 35056.
Okay.
Great threat. I live down at the end of the road. It kind of, you know, where people like to come by and borrow your stuff out of your mailbox.
Yes, sir.
See what's there. So I just got a P.O. box.
Gotcha. Okay. Mailbox. Got it. Okay. And what is your occupation, Mr. Berry?
It'll be dump truck driver.
And was it like off of cement?
With what?
Oh, like, were you transporting cement?
No, I mean, I was working for him. He just, I mean, just got rid of everything.
Okay.
No warning.
Okay. Oh, like, what did you transport?
Do what?
Like, what did you transport in the dump truck?
I mean, I did, I don't know, run it. I mean, and all dirt, rock, everything else.
Okay, I got you.
You know, we did general haulers, I guess.
Okay. And are you seeking work in your usual occupation?
Yeah.
Okay. Do you obtain work exclusively through a union hiring hall?
No, I don't know of.
Okay. Are you currently registered for or attending school or training?
I'm not doing no school or anything else, no.
Okay. Did your employer give you a definite date to return to work?
No, there won't be no return to work, not on him, because he got rid of his vehicle.
Okay.
I'm having to find something totally new.
Okay. Are you available to work all shifts in your normal trade or occupation?
Yeah.
Are you available to accept full-time work?
Yes.
Since the most recent Sunday, have you been mentally and physically able to work?
Yes.
Okay. Okay. And how many miles are you willing to travel one way to a job?
Probably around 30.
Okay.
40.
Okay. And what is the lowest hourly wage that you will accept?
Probably 25.
Okay. And are you a corporate officer for a business?
No, I'm not corporate, then.
Okay. Do you own a business?
No.
Do you work for yourself?
No.
Okay. Are you currently working solely on a commission basis? Or do you have a real estate license?
No.
Have you applied for or are you receiving workers' compensation due to a work-related injury?
No.
Have you applied for or are you receiving a pension from an employer you worked for in the last 18 months?
No.
Okay. Have you worked in another state other than Alabama with an employer that is not military or federal government any time between October 1st, 2022 until September 30th, 2023?
No.
Okay. Did you choose to have 10% of your weekly benefit check withheld for federal income tax?
Yeah, I'll do that.
Okay. Now, if you are approved for benefits, you do have options to receive your payments either via direct deposit into your checking or savings account or a prepaid benefits card. Your prepaid benefits card will take an additional 5 to 7 days to be delivered to you after you are approved for payment. And there are fees that may be charged for certain activities. If you have a checking or savings account, we can direct deposit. Which would you prefer?
Probably direct deposit.
Okay. Okay. And would that be a checking account?
Yes.
Okay. I'm ready for that route in that account number whenever you are.
Hang on. I think I'm out of Doug. Let me see if I can find it. I think I'm out of check. So, shouldn't be, but let me see what I got here. Let me get over here stopped.
Okay.
Hang on just a second. All right. Okay, here we go. Route number 06220301010.
Okay. I have 06220301010.
Yeah.
Okay. And your account number?
2500609969.
Okay. I have 2500609969.
Yep.
Okay. One moment. Okay. And what was the name of your last employer, Mr. Berry?
Last one would be JLC Trucking, JLC Services. I think he goes under both of them at different quarries or something.
Okay, I see it. And do you have that employer's phone number by any chance?
Let's see. See if I can get in my keypad and see if I still got it.
Okay.
Let's see. Why would not go into it? Hang on a minute. Let me try to do it this way.
Okay.
For some reason, it's not wanting to go into it. Why? I won't go in my contact. What's happening? I won't be able to do it until I get off the phone because I don't know why it's not wanting to let me go into my contact.
Okay,
hang on a minute. I think I've got it now.
Okay.
All right, 256 832-1884.
Okay. And the work location?
It was out of Bremen, Alabama.
How can you spell that?
B-R-E-M-A-N.
Okay. Okay. And when, on what date did you start with this employer?
It would have been February of 2020.
Okay. And your last day?
That would have been, let's see, 2 weeks ago, Thursday. Let me see what 2 weeks ago Thursday was. It would have been on the 14th.
Okay. Okay. And why are you, well, you did state that you were no longer working because he sold the vehicles, correct?
Right. Because he ended up shutting down, and just shutting down.
Okay.
Sorry, it might have been 21st. Now I'm thinking about it instead of 28th. It might, I mean, 14th. It might have been 21st. No, 21st one got my last one. The 14th is the last day I work. It is 14th.
Okay.
But I ended up getting my last check the next week.
Okay. Okay. Now, have you received or do you expect to receive any of the following pay for any time after your last day of work? That'd be vacation, sick, and holiday pay?
Didn't get none of it.
Okay. Have you applied for a pension or are you receiving a pension from this employer?
No.
Okay.
It didn't have none.
Okay. Now you are certifying that your answers are true and accurate and that the law provides penalties for making false statements to obtain unemployment benefits. We do match the earnings you provide with wages reported by employers. False answers can result in overpayments and fraud penalties. We do certify that all of your answers are true and correct.
Yes.
Okay. Okay. It is also necessary that I verify your identity while you're filing for unemployment benefits. So I have three questions for you. If I call out an answer that applies to you, then say that answer. Or if none of it applies to you, then say it doesn't apply. Okay.
Okay.
Okay. On that, which other following corporations have you ever been associated with? Is it A Touch of Mist, Blue Star Concrete, Phoenician Hospitality, Sequence Managers, or none of the above?
Blue Star.
Okay. Which of the following cities has a current or former association to you? Is it Dothan? Is it Gadsden? Is it Phoenix City? Is it Scottsboro? Or none of the above?
Okay, now what was the first two?
Dothan and Gadsden.
I've been with all of them, been to all of them here recently.
Okay,
so
I'll have you. Have you resided there at all?
Resided there? No, I haven't lived in none of them.
Okay. So which city are you? Which city do you have the closest association with? Is it Dalton, Gadsden, Phoenix City, or Scottsboro? Or you can also say none of the above.
None of the above.
Okay. Which of the following vehicles have you ever owned or leased? Is it a 1999 Jeep Grand Cherokee? Is it a 2002 Mercedes-Benz E-Class? Is it a 2003 Land Rover Discovery? Is it a 2006 Audi A6? Or you've never been associated with any of these vehicles?
It'd be the 99 Jeep.
Okay. Okay, so I actually have two more for you as well. Which of the following addresses have you ever been associated with? Is it 127 County Road 392? Is it 139 Early Street? Is it 1628 Collier Drive? Is it 2248 Sam Street? Or you never been associated with any of these addresses?
The 127 County Road 392.
Okay. And which of the following addresses have you also been associated with? Is it 1151 Targham Road, 148 Redbud Court, 502 3rd Street North, 5325 U.S. Highway 278 East, or you never been associated with any of these addresses?
The 278 East, 5325.
Okay, thank you. Now, you do hereby file an internet claim for unemployment insurance against the state of Alabama. Do you agree or do you disagree?
Now what?
The
what?
Do you hereby file an internet claim for unemployment insurance against the state of Alabama? Do you agree or do you disagree?
I don't understand.
It's basically saying that you're filing your unemployment claim using the internet. So,
I'd rather use the phone instead of the internet. I don't have access to, I got access to the internet, but it's all on the phone. In other words, I haven't got no computer.
Yes, sir. But since you're doing it on the phone with me, like you're basically doing it on the internet. So, do you agree?
Yeah.
Okay. And you do certify under penalty of perjury that you are the person whose name and information was provided on this claim, and that the statements made in connection with this claim are true to the best of your knowledge?
Yes.
Okay, and you do also understand that it is your responsibility to read and familiarize yourself with the contents of the claimant benefit handbook titled Benefits, Rights, and Responsibilities?
Yeah.
Okay. Okay, now I'm going to read your closing statement to you. I do have to read it word for word. It will take around 2 minutes to finish. So just bear with me and stop me if you have any questions, okay?
This went out again.
Okay, can you hear me now? Hello?
Hello? Hello?